Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment on Kiddush. Just to speak a little bit about the actual Kiddush cup, some laws regarding the cup itself. When one makes Kiddush, the cup is supposed to hold at least a revius. A revius is as a halachic term for liquid measurement. There are different opinions as to how a revius translates to our system of measuring, ranging from approximately 2.9 fluid ounces to almost 4 fluid ounces. You'll get different opinions about it. If your cup holds 4 fluid ounces, you're definitely fine, and it could be you'd be fine with much less than that. It's worthwhile to note in general that, as we discussed earlier in the series, since the basic mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night is a Torah-level mitzvah, not the making Kiddush on wine component, but the broader concept of Kiddush on Shabbos is a Torah mitzvah, there actually is a concept of being more particular about the measure for that cup of wine at Friday night Kiddush than for other mitzvos in terms of how much wine has to be held in the cup. So every now and then you might meet someone who says, for Friday night Kiddush, I need the cup to be such and such a size. And for other mitzvos, I'm not as particular. That's what that's about. But in any event, one rule is that the cup has to hold a revius. Another rule is that the cup has to be full when making Kiddush. Just as an aside, people frequently get a bit confused. By Havdalah, there's a concept of the cup overflowing. That's because it's the beginning of the new week, and we're very focused on different positive signs for the week in terms of receiving the brachos of God, receiving God's blessings. And we have the phrase even, right? Our cup overfloweth. The idea of having a beverage like wine overflowing from a cup seems to be a nice sign for abundance. We are not as into signs at Kiddush. Havdalah, it's the beginning of the work week, so we're into signs of receiving bracha from God. So there's no idea at all that the cup of Kiddush should be overflowing. The cup should be full. So that's the second rule. The cup should be full. The cup should be clean, both on inside and out. Obviously, hygienically, you want it to be clean, but you know, if you have a little bit of schmutz or something on the outside of the cup, really, halachically, you should wash it. And then there's something else which is a little bit confusing, and that is the halacha is you may not make Kiddush or a number of other mitzvos on what's called a kos pagum. A pagum is a word, it means kind of like defiled to a certain extent. And the basic concept of a kos pagum is if you had a glass, a cup of a certain beverage, and you drank from it, then the fact that you drank from the cup is considered to be disrespectful to the mitzvah to just put a little more beverage in and then just do a mitzvah over that cup. So you have this idea that if you make, for example, you make Kiddush on a cup of wine or grape juice, it shouldn't be that then the next person comes in and they'll make Kiddush on the same cup and you'll just put a little more wine in. We don't do it that way. So it should be that the entirety of the contents of the cup of wine have not been used before for drinking. Now, it's a very common question. So what do I do when I have leftovers in my cup? So there's an idea of pouring in a little bit from the bottle. Thereby, I've sort of redefined the contents of the cup. And then pouring it back into the bottle, but not just pouring the leftover straight into the bottle, but pouring in a little bit new wine into the cup and then pouring the entire contents of the cup back into the bottle. It would seem to be inappropriate, A, to just pour the original leftover contents of the cup into the bottle. That essentially would spread this idea of pugum to the bottle in general. And it also seems inappropriate if I want someone else to make Kiddush to just pour a little bit more wine in and just make Kiddush on the cup, without having, let's say, poured in new wine and then pouring it back to the bottle. Either way, it seems to be an issue of kos pagum. So again, just to review, the four basic rules we mentioned were what's in the cup itself. The cup has to hold a revius. The fact that the cup should be full. The fact that the cup should be clean both inside and out. and the concern of the concept of Kos Pugim. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.